Good morning, church. Please stand with us. This morning as we sing one of our favorites to get us started. A lot of smiling faces this morning. I don't know if it's because you're happy to see each other in worship or the Razorbacks finally won an SEC game last night. There we go. All right.
Good morning and welcome. Have a seat, please. It is my delight to welcome you to Asbury United Methodist Church. My name is Chase Green, and I'm one of the pastors here, and we are so glad that you came out in this cold, wet, just kind of a dreary day to come here to give God praise, to be inspired by God's Word and the preaching and the singing, and we hope that you feel welcome this morning. We especially want to extend a welcome to our first-time visitors, and encourage you as the attendance pads are passed to you for you to fill those out. We really appreciate that. We are now going to turn our attention and have all the kids, some of the kids, to come and sing. And so let's open our ears and hearts to what they have to offer us this morning. Amen. Let's give our big round of applause to our children for singing this morning. And don't we have joy this morning to be gathered here and worship, to praise God, and to have these young children really lead us in worship is a great thing. We thank Stephen and Mary for really heading that up. I also want to give you a little notice about a couple of announcements that we have. On November 25th, that's a Tuesday, four Tuesdays, November 25th through December, we'll be doing a study on John the Baptist. I'm going to be leading that, and that will actually be at 10 in the morning. So if you're able to make that, come out and be a part of that. We're going to be looking at four different ways we can see John the Baptist. Another thing to bring up is November 30th, we'll have our Hanging of the Greens service. It will be kind of a musical extravaganza. There'll be lots of praise music in here. There won't actually be any preaching, so you should come out and feel wonderful that you won't have to take a nap. And then on the traditional side, there'll be the cantatas that are offered. So take your pick of where you want to worship then. And then that evening on November 30th at 5 o'clock, we'll have our Family Life Christmas dinner. You just come and you eat and you fellowship. That's it. We hope that you come. With that, let us stand and greet one another and just tell one another how great it is to be seen in worship today. Let us now continue in our worship as we continue to give praise to God as we play this funky little song.
that's enough for me.
Oh,
Thank you. Please have a seat.
All right. Good morning. If our friends will come, have a seat. On the floor. Because you got to be able to see. All right. This morning, I want to start off with a scripture verse. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18.
Hey, Billy, what are you so excited about?
Well, today's my birthday, and I got a card from my grandparents.
Oh, really? Well, I got a card from my grandparents, too.
That's cool. Mine sent me some money.
Whoa. Well, you know, mine did, too.
I'm going to have lots of fun spending this money.
Oh, that's good for you. But I don't think I can have any fun with what they gave me.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to buy a toy or two, then maybe some candy, or I could rent a movie and have all my friends over.
Whoa. Well, will you invite me over? Because I'm not going anywhere with the amount they gave me.
Well, this is more money than I can make in a month's allowance.
I made more money picking my neighbor's weeds.
Well, my grandparents must really love me. They sent me this money just because it's my birthday.
My grandparents, they probably just scraped under the loose couch cushions and they don't care about me at all.
This is such a great gift.
This is such a lousy gift. So, how much money did you get?
$10.
$10? Boy, by the way you were talking, I would have thought you got $100.
Wow. You made it sound like you just got a dime.
Okay, so these two puppets had one thing in common. They each received the same amount of money for their birthday, which was $10. The difference between the two was their attitude. Billy had an attitude of thankfulness, and Sarah did not. But in your life, many things will happen to you, both good and bad. No matter what happens, you can still be thankful and be filled with joy. Your attitude is what makes the difference. Thankfulness is being grateful for what God and others give to you. We receive so many blessings every day from God and others. So we need to be thankful for all the blessings that we have been given. All right, who wants to pray for us? Ooh, you want to pray? Who wants to pray? You want to pray, Tyler? I'll pray. Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for all the blessings that we have been given. In Jesus' name, amen.
We have several prayer concerns to lift up to you that are also in the bulletin. We want to let you know that we had Jim Curtis's brother, Alan. He passed away this past week, so be with their prayers for their family. Bernice Burns, who is a member here, she passed away last week. And then we also want to keep in prayer the Kilbourns, Reverend Nathan and Reverend Lynn. Lynn went into preterm labor this weekend at 27 weeks. Everything's fine. The baby is doing well, and she's doing well. So just continue your prayers of support for them. Let's go to God in prayer. God, you are our sanctuary, a place where we can come in time of need. And there are many things that really burden so many people we know, and we ask that you would give them comfort and relief. We pray for the strength to give them support and love and encouragement. We pray for our church family, that we would welcome each one with open arms, open hearts, that as the days and weeks, we would remember that this is a month of thanksgiving, but that indeed we should be thankful all year round for what you have given us, the blessing of being able to be in relationship with you and all that Christ Jesus did for us. And now we pray the prayer that our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As the ushers make their way to pass out the bags for you to place your offering in, we just like to remind you that our mission this month is our family-to-family boxes. You'll notice that many of the boxes on the table have actually been taken, so thank you to all those who have taken them already. There are some more, so please take those. And when you take one, there'll be a green list of all the items that you'll buy to put in the box, and you'll bring it back to the church. We really appreciate that. Let us go now and bless our morning offering. Holy God, it is getting much, much colder. And our thoughts and prayers turn to those in need. Those without adequate food and water. Those who don't have adequate shelter and who are, in fact, homeless. Don't have the materials in order to stay warm that they need to. God, we pray for them. This winter seems like it will be a hard one, and we pray for strength for those people, strength for us to reach out and give comfort and aid to them when we can. And we just ask that you would bless us as you have so wonderfully given us wonderful things. May we in turn be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Chains are gone.
O God.
My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace.
Thank you so much to our praise team for leading us faithfully again in great worship and music, and we thank them for their commitment to being able to do this consistently. And it is a great joy to be gathered with you as we turn to our scripture lesson, which comes to us from the book of Psalms, chapter 61, verses 1 through 5. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call to you when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you are my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. Let me abide in your tent forever. Find refuge under the shelter of your wings. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us bow for a brief moment of prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us. Your children are listening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask. Amen. Back when I was a teenager, one of the biggest events that our youth group would go to was a Christian music festival called Ichthus, and it was held in Wilmore, Kentucky. Now, if you don't know what a Christian music festival is, just picture Woodstock, but Christian. Okay? Is that helpful? It was a four-day event from Thursday to Sunday, and they would have all these worship bands come from across the country to perform their music, and there would be speakers who would come, and they would preach. And it was a great time of fellowship and fun for our youth group. One particular year, early, early Sunday morning, there was a strong supercell storm about to bear down on our campsite. And so the youth minister and the youth counselors got all the youth up, and they had them pack up their bags really quickly and to throw their things into the trailer and the vans. And there was just two things remaining that needed to be done. Our two large army tents had to be taken down. It's pouring. There's thunderclaps so loud. There's streaks of lightning in the sky. And we unravel these ropes, and one tent makes it into the trailer, and then the other has to be folded and rolled. And I promise you, this tent, this wet, must weigh about 400 or something pounds. And I'll never forget one of our youth counselors, Casey Dacus. He bends down, picks this massive tent up, and hurls it into the trailer. And now we're making our way off the campsite, but so is everyone else trying to leave. And about 100 miles down the road, we finally get past the storm and are able to get refuge. There's so many different situations that we've encountered where we've kind of cried out. The male teenager in me was not going to let my emotions get out to the other students, but I was terrified inside because this big tornadic storm was heading our way, and I felt vulnerable. Many of us have felt vulnerable, overwhelmed. We feel out of control, filled with anxiety, and almost this kind of like this terror that we experience. And it affects us physically, mentally, psychologically, even spiritually a lot of times. And we seek a refuge. We seek a shelter from the storm of life. When we experience those dark nights of the soul, when I say that, I mean sometimes we have a crisis of faith where our doubts sometimes spiral out of control. And we want peace and light when we experience that, don't we? And then when we experience danger and evil creeping in, we want relief, security, and safety. I want to invite you to close your eyes and imagine with me a little scenario. You're a young child, about 10 or 12 years old. And you live in a village in Africa, and you have your friends and your family. Life is difficult, but you still manage. You grow your crops, and sometimes you have to walk miles just to find water. But everything is the same as it always is. But one day, armed gunmen into your village and start threatening some people. And soon there's some people that are shot. And you and your family, you run. And you run. You run for days. And then you see your first glimmer of hope. But the conditions don't seem very good, but it's still a place of refuge. There are thousands of others. You've arrived at a refugee camp. You can open your eyes. There are so many experiences people go through, so many tragedies around our world that we're so saddened by. And even in our own life, we want to cry out to God, don't we? Well, this morning, we look at this passage from the book of Psalms. And the Psalms are just, it's such a holy book. Some of you took Reverend Mary's Psalms class this fall, and some of you may be in youth group and are going through the book of Psalms with Amy. And some of you may have just been studying the Psalms all your life. But if you have for even a second, you understand that there's a depth and a width of experience. These are common folk writing about their relationships with God. Experiences of joy, great excitement and praise to the dark, depressing, lonely, feeling of abandonment. This psalm is no different for us, Psalm 61. For it tells us of the psalmist's experience where he's had to deal with so many times where he's felt threatened. His enemies have surrounded him and he feels like his life is at risk. But he turns to God. He knows that God is his refuge. And he believes that. And we can learn two things from him. The first is that it is okay and that we should call out to God for help. We can't do that. Because sometimes, even in the ordinary times, the average day-to-day, that's the time we need to, with our heart and mind, be connecting with God. So that when the crises in our life come our way, we have that faith that our first inclination is to cling to God. That God is the one who can be with us. And the second is, of course, to trust that God will indeed protect us, provide for us, and give us refuge. Many of you have so many different experiences where life just seems to take a bad turn. Sometimes we feel like God is far away, and we wonder if God can even experience what we're going through. But the answer to that is Jesus Christ, who lived the human life. He went through all different kinds of experiences that we do. He felt pain. He lost loved ones. All the different dynamics of being a human. So Jesus understands. In fact, Jesus was a refugee, right? Herod threatened the life of he and his family, and they had to flee. So from that, don't we know that Jesus then had a compassion and an outlook to see those people who needed a refuge in their own life? Those who were hurting and pain, who are pushed to the sides, an outcast. And what did Jesus do in his darkest need, filled with anxiety to the point where he was sweating blood? He went off by himself and he prayed to God. Another word, communicated to God. He poured his heart out. And don't you know, Jesus knew every step of the way God would be present. Every step of the way to Calvary. Just a couple weekends ago, my brother-in-law and his wife just had a baby, Ruby Lee Hogg. And she was born 10 weeks premature. And you can imagine the parents when they hadn't quite delivered the baby yet, and the hours after, the sense of fear, uncertainty, doubt of whether their new baby would survive. But the baby's healthy. All signs are positive and good. This past weekend, I just mentioned Reverends Lynn and Nathan just had a little one, Eleanor. 27 weeks is all she was in. And you can imagine the fear. You can imagine the heartbreak of not knowing what's going to happen. But the baby is doing fine and well, and is on a track to being just like a normal baby. A few years ago, there was a couple I knew at my home church, and they had actually lost their baby. And for several weeks, they didn't go to church, mostly probably just to avoid everyone swarming them and just time to process for themselves. But they came on Christmas Eve, and there were some folks that went up to greet them and give them words of encouragement. But in one of the biggest regrets of my life, I didn't. I instead decided to avoid them. And I avoided them because I felt like I didn't have the words to say. I avoided them because I felt like it might have been an awkward situation. How ridiculous, right? How ridiculous. I hope you learn from my mistake that that is not how the people of faith act with one another. Because you see, sometimes we forget that God works through us. And so when that couple came to church, I could have gone and just said a few simple things. I'll be praying for you. We love you. I'm sorry. I'll be here for you. And don't you know, those short few phrases, God can work through them and get into their heart and let them see a glimmer of grace, love, hope, and maybe even a place where they can find some refuge from the storm they're going through. As people of faith, we must interact with one another in that way, can't we? Show our love and encouragement. In the months ahead, there will be people that lose their children. There will be people that lose their siblings and their parents, people that get horrifying news about their health. Could be news that their house has burned down. Tragedies. But we, as people who have faith in God, faith that God does give us refuge from the storm, that we can hide in the shelter of God's wings, we must know that we are the hands and feet, so we also extend refuge to others. There's been a prayer that's been very important to me. I want to share it with you. It comes from St. Patrick, and I think it's one of those prayers that can be said when we're really feeling the world bearing down on us. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise, Christ in the heart of every person who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. What I feel this short prayer is saying is that when we go through moments of chaos, frightening moments, Christ can envelop us and love us in a way where some of that can be shielded. And God can be our comfort and grace and love. How will we respond this morning? Will we go forth, proclaim God as our source of refuge? And will we offer glimmers of that refuge to others? Let us do so in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Invite the praise team to come up as we close in our final song. I would ask you to be standing as we sing this. If there are those who would like to unite in our congregation in any way or would like to pray at our prayer altar, we invite you to come up as well. Thank you.
If you are lonely, when you feel afraid, you're not the only We're all the same, in need of mercy, to be forgiven and be free. It's all you got to lean on, but thank God it's all you need.
And all the people said amen. Whoa, and all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for His love never ends. And all the people said amen.
If you're rich or poor, well, it don't matter. Weak or strong, you know love is what we're after. We're all broken, but we're all in this together. God knows we stumble and fall. And He so loved the world, He sent His Son to save us all.
And all the people said amen. Whoa. Give thanks to the Lord, for His love never ends. And all the people said amen. Blessed are the poor in spirit, who are torn apart. Blessed are the persecuted and the pure in heart. Blessed are the people hungry for another start. For theirs is the kingdom, the kingdom of God. And all the people said amen. Whoa, and all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for His love never ends. And all the people said amen. And all the people said amen. Whoa, and all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for His love never ends. And all the people said amen. And all the people said amen.
Let me let you know some exciting news. We had Dr. Jason and Sarah Vanderburg join this morning, and they transferred from their United Methodist Church, and we also welcome Molly and Tyler, their children. So if you see them, welcome them. We are thankful that they joined the life of our church. We go in God's peace, God's love, and we go in the knowledge that God wraps God's arms around us through every moment of darkness and pain. And may we know that the love of God always triumphs over evil. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
And all the people said amen. Whoa, and all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for His love never ends. And all the people said amen. And all the people said amen.